several measures making their way through the process this week, Senator, be they in committee or be they on the floor especially.
Yes, this week we've third read and passed a bill that kind of streamlines some regulations that has to do with the anhydrous ammonia. And what we found out is that we have two departments. We have the Department of Ag and DNR that were actually regulating this important agricultural, it's a fertilizer. The bill is a common sense bill, which pretty much just says, okay, instead of two agencies trying to do the same work, let's just identify one. So we have some consistency in our messaging and we're able to do a really good job. So common sense bill that promotes government efficiency. Also, we were working with our boat dock owners and kind of gave the landowners a little bit more opportunity to have folks be removed from boat docks and about 100 feet, I think it is, from docking near the boat dock. But the main thing was that I thought was interesting is that there was an amendment offered and it was passed. And what it's going to do is we all know that we have licensing for our boats, but if you choose to, you can pay a larger amount, 3 times, I think it is. And then once you do that, you don't have to worry about renewing your boat license anymore. I know that several times I live near a pretty big lake, a beautiful lake, Bull Shoals, and there's times when you just forget about your license. And so it's nice to be able to say, I'm going to do it one time and done. And unless I sell that boat, I don't have to go back down and get it relicensed. So that's good for us, good for the districts and folks in 33rd. Another thing that came from some constituents, as that one I just talked about did, I've had some calls from some of our, you know, smaller local pharmacies, and they just had some concern about the decline, you know, Medicaid reimbursements that's happening. Because I have the opportunity to sit on the Appropriations Committee, I've had a chance to inquire. And so even though he didn't have an answer for me right there, I know that I made him aware, and we're going to have further conversations, and hopefully we'll be able to fix that, I guess you'd say. The thing is that in our rural areas, which of course our district is made up of mainly, we have more, of course, those local home-owned pharmacies, and we need to give them all the support we can.